Talking some more hockey now with the Linfield High School boys hockey coach, John Gardner. And coach, welcome back. Nice win over Methuen recently.
Yeah, survive in advance.
Okay, this thing, it's weird to me how so many teams, you start off with so many teams, and then within a week, you know, you're down to sometimes fewer than half of that because you get two or three games in. So this tournament is rolling along, and I'd like you first, if you would please, coach, just give me a recap on that Methuen game.
Yeah, we've been taking advantage of the home games the past 2 years. We were 10-0 in the regular season at the McMahon, and we weren't gonna lose one our last game for our seniors. So we generally jump out on teams, and Methuen was hanging around. You know, their goalie played well in the first. I want to say it was 1-0 after one, and then we kind of opened it up on them and got up to 4-0. And I warned my guys that they had come back from Bedford down 2-0 in the third and one, scored on a bunch of quick goals, including one in the first 30 seconds. And I warned them about it, and we kind of gave up a questionable goal and made it 4-1, and then we just extended again, and that was pretty much it.
With a lead like that, coach, in high school, especially in the tournament, did the kids get comfortable 4-0, or you just keep you keep on them, and they have to do what they've been trained to do, if you will?
We never let them get comfortable, ever, 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 ever. So we're constantly in their ears, constantly about nothing changing. You mm-hmm. The phrase I use a lot when we're up is we do not have a safety net, so you don't get to, like, change your risk-reward, you know, calibration. You just got to play the way you always play. You can't say, oh, we got a lead, and so we can maybe play differently or take more chances. You can't do that.
A couple of standouts for you guys in that game. Who look exceptionally good for you?
I'm so proud of my captains. Two defensemen. Obviously, Drew has been offensive his whole career, but Lucas Cook has just worked his tail off improving his offensive game. He's a big meat eater, good defenseman, and he scored the first two goals. And then Drew had four assists. So my captain stat line, I'm not a big stat line guy, but my two captain defensemen had a stat line combined for, I think it was 2, 5, and 7,
okay.
And logged a ton of minutes. So I'm proud of those guys for sure.
That's most impressive, yeah, in a 5-goal game for those guys to be doing that. And, as a player, John, if you're up front and your guys, on the back are scoring, what's it make you feel like? And, do you have to play better defensively? You know what I'm trying to ask here? You're getting contributions,
No, we basically say that we defend with 5-man units, actually 6-man units with our goalie because mm-hmm. he's our best defender. And then we go on the offense with 5-man units. So
okay.
We don't care who's scoring. You know, you're going to have to, especially in the playoffs, score system goals, where everybody's a unit working. It's not just, power play PK unit. It's a 5-man unit on 5-on-5. And everyone's got to kind of chip in. Sometimes the D get up and play offense. Sometimes the centers or wing have to get back and play defense. So it's interchangeable parts, and you got to be able to play different roles.
All right. Before we talk about your next opponent, I want to talk about the change in venue because I think the kids, when you have home ice advantage in a tournament, it's great. But then when you start to travel at these other rinks, the neutral site rinks, you sort of get a feeling of, hey, man, we're pretty close.
That's a good point, especially, again, last year we're following the same path. I made sure we secured Stoneham for Wednesday. Great venue. You kind of like to put the home game away because you played a bunch there during the year, and then once you whittle down to 8, you're kind of getting closer to what we say the two ways, MLK Way probably is the strongest, and Causeway. So it's Stoneham's nice. We've had success there in the tournament. Get more bodies there, different feel. Again, we love our home rink at the Van, but it does kind of shift your brain a little bit and kind of change the feel of the whole thing.
Yeah, we covered a game a couple of years ago. I think it was Lincoln Sudbury and Marblehead, maybe, I'm not sure. But it was at the Songus, and it was the first time I had ever been to the Songus. And, man, it is really spectacular. So whatever rink, I mean, Stoneham is in the middle of everywhere, so you can get there without any problem. Now you got an 8 o'clock game. Let's talk about that because it's an old foe that you got to face.
the whole proverbial tough to beat a team three times in 1 year kind of thing, and you'll hear all the generic, I'll tell my guys, oh, all the pressure's on us, and I think that's, you know, I don't, you know, adhere to that. Like, we're both faced with a win or go home game. What does game one in December and game two in January have to do with game three in March? Nothing. So we know that. We know they're big, they're strong, they have a good goalie. We know what they're going to do. They know us. It's literally, you know, no sleight of hand stuff that's going to change. It's just who brings it, you know, and executes on the biggest stage.
Well, you do know each other, and you know that's an advantage. I don't know if that's an advantage, but it just helps, I suppose, in some ways, in terms of who gets home ice advantage in this last change and that stuff.
Well, we're the two seed, so we do.
Okay, all right. What else can you mention, Coach, about the playoffs before I let you go? Because this game, your game, is Wednesday and at 8 p.m.
Wednesday, 8 p.m. It's again a special time of year. Our guys, I always when we are faced with the game, we say we gotta, you know, today we gotta earn. It's generally, if you play on a Wednesday, you earn a three pack of tomorrows, and if you win on a Saturday, you're generally winning a four pack of tomorrows. So today's the second day, the second tomorrow that we earned, winning on Saturday. So we're just kind of trying to stay in the moment, keep this group together. The driving force is always just playing hockey together with the group that they've been playing with their whole lives. So
I just
want to keep that going.
I just thought of another question. When you get together to get this far into the playoffs, at this point, when you get together with your coaches, what do you discuss?
There's a gauntlet of stuff that we talk about. Just if this is going this way in the game, this is what we'll do.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be prepared for this. What's it called? Break glass in case of emergency situations. You just got to have it all planned out, you know, tactically, situational, how we want to play. I mean, we've been preparing all year with practice and games. And so, again, you don't want to, it's kind of a less is more thing.
Mm-hmm.
We've watched a ton of film. And, again, I don't want to have them suffer from paralysis by overanalysis. You know, don't fix it if it ain't broken. We're just going to roll in there. I'll give them some stuff that I see. If they want to take advantage of it, you know, that's on them. But I just want them playing on instinct, playing on heart, and not overthink it.
All right. I hate to do this to you, but I got one more. In-game, in-game adjustments, Coach, how big is that in high school hockey? You know, like in football, you always hear, oh, they changed the defense, they did this at halftime. Are there in-game adjustments? Let me ask you that.
100%, and that's an area that, you know, if you look yourself in the mirror and your own worst critic, that would be an area that I want to get better at. I mean, it's tough because there's times where, like, you're playing your system and your structure well, and sometimes it's hats off their goalies playing well.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, you know, you can make small, you know, tweaks and adjustments. You don't want to go, you know, desperation unless it's, you know, it calls for it. But yeah, definitely in game adjustments. Like, they're doing something exotic on a face off, you know, in the offensive zone, or they're doing something in the D zone on a face off that we think we can exploit.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, you know, you play teams and they adjust. We've played twice. Maybe, you know, they did something on the penalty kill the first game or two, and then they've changed since then. And you just got to kind of be able to, you know, you play a variety of teams that do different stuff. So not too many times you get anything that you're not used to seeing. It's just kind of shining a light on, like, hey, this is what they're doing. This is how we combat that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've had to make some personnel adjustments with one of our players got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And is unlikely to play. He didn't play on Saturday, so you just kind of make some adjustments there. Sometimes you got to make some bold moves. Sometimes you got to make some minor tweaks. So, but yeah, you just got to have all those kind of ducks in a row, and it's less of a reactionary move. You kind of planned it out. If this is happening, we do this. If this is happening, we do that.
So, have all your seniors gotten some ice time in the tournament so far?
We've been lucky enough to get I carried 25 this year, 23 skaters, two goalies. We were able to get everyone a playoff dress and everyone on the ice. So that's something that, like, yeah.
That's great, yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to do it at the expense of, like, running the risk of being vulnerable, and the kids get it. We manage expectations. They know that it kills me when I have to, you know, healthy scratch a kid. They know that it kills me when a kid sits on the bench and we're trying to, like, find a spot for him. But sometimes you get past the point of no return and you're setting them up for failure. The guys get it. They're a part of the team nonetheless. You know, practice is at a premium, competing hard against each other. We have that luxury of having a really good, you know, roster 1 through 25, and it actually extends, as I've mentioned, into the JV team. So, you know, they get it.
I think it's really cool when you can get I hate to use the word fringe, but a senior who's made the team, but he's not going to be out there steady, and you can get him on the ice, and it's not just a token, you know, face-off thing. That's awesome. That's terrific. Well, Coach, I will talk to you again soon. Have a good week a good couple of days of practice, and good luck on Wednesday.
Couple more tomorrows, then we got to earn it.
All right, Coach. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Take care.
That is John Gardner, who is the Linfield High School boys hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.